Welcome back to Too Long Did Read It, everyone's favorite investigation into the dirtiest, creepiest, scariest, most bizarre parts of Reddit.
Wow, kind of measured today.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, should I go again?
No. It's good. You know, you want to keep people guessing, back.
I said disturbing stuff.
Yeah.
Gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Thank you. That's what I'm looking for. I want to start us off strong with a relationship advice post.
Okay.
Because I spend a lot of time trying to find new subreddits to share here, but sometimes we just got to go with the oldies.
Yeah, because the posts are increasingly messed up.
What do you mean?
Like, we're like, oh, if I think I feel a pressure that if it's a subreddit that we've done before, then the post I choose from there better be unhinged.
Yes. Okay, well, here we go.
Okay.
I, 25 female, overheard my 27 male boyfriend say that he chose the wrong girl.
Ooh.
I know.
I didn't read this ahead of time.
I know. It's wild. Okay.
Oh, no.
For context, me and my boyfriend have been together for in total 8 years.
Okay.
We met between mutual friends while I was still in school, and he had just moved to my town to go to college. We were friends for 2 years before we started dating. The reason for this was, one, I was too scared to make a move, and secondly, he was in love with one of our mutual friends.
No!
After she got a boyfriend, he moved on to liking me, and we have been dating ever since. Last Saturday was his birthday, and he told me he has never been thrown a surprise birthday party and would like to experience one.
Okay, that's a red flag. You should break up with him just for that.
Why? I've said that to people.
You want a surprise birthday party?
Absolutely, I do.
I don't.
I love a surprise.
Allison, are you in therapy? You got to go back to therapy.
Why?
I don't know.
That's a therapy.
I'm just kidding.
It's just fun.
I just wanted to say something really intense in response to something really minuscule.
Okay. I worked all week before Saturday, his birthday, planning and inviting people, getting reservations, buying a cake, etc. I asked his best friend to hang out with him for most of the day so I could set up and get everyone here and hide for the surprise.
Oh no.
The birthday party was a success and he was smiling the whole time. He had snuck off with his best friend somewhere and I wanted to find him so that we could sing happy birthday and cut the cake. As I was walking down the hallway, I heard him and his friend talking, so I kept walking towards their voices. I heard him tell his friend that he should have kept trying with our mutual friend. He told him that he should have been the man that was engaged to her and not her now fiancé. He said that he hated waking up to me and that he wished that our mutual friend was the one that threw him his first surprise birthday.
What the fuck?
This is horrifying.
What the fuck?
He said that he felt disgusted every time he had to kiss me or hold me because he knew that our mutual friend should be in his arms instead. 8 years! They made together
what the
eight
fuck?
Years.
What a coward.
Oh my God.
What an absolute coward.
He said that he felt like he was stuck in our relationship and that he would end up having to marry me. He said that our mutual friend was better than me in looks from head to toe. He said that she was the most gorgeous girl I've ever seen. I went back to the party and told everyone that I couldn't find him and that we would have to wait for him to come back. When he came back, he gave me a hug and a kiss on the head and told me he loved me. I didn't want to ruin his party, so I went along with it. He doesn't know that I know he doesn't honestly love me. I've just been going along with everything. I honestly don't want to break up with him. I just want to know how I can make him fall in love with me. I don't know what I did to make him feel so unhappy. So I would like to know, how do I make my boyfriend fall in love with me? Or should I just give up on the relationship? He is the first boyfriend I've ever had, and I'm scared to start dating again at my age.
Okay, here's what you
do. Get the fuck out.
Here's what you do. You play the long game. So you start asking.
You are, I will say, you are the master of long gaming.
Thank you. So you start, okay, I'm not quite sure. You have the upper hand is what I'm saying. So what you got to do is milk the rest of this for all it's worth. So you got to get money from him. You got to ask him to like front like a business that you are going to start. You got to get him to like do some shit for you and then bounce.
First of all, he said he wanted a surprise party, but he didn't say who would be getting surprised.
Good one, Melissa.
But good second, one. No. And third, you said you don't want to start dating again. You're 25.
Yeah.
Like, your frontal lobe is very close to being developed. Not quite yet. Like, this, you can't make somebody love you, especially after 8 years.
Yeah. You should fuck his friend.
Yes.
Oh, the friend he was talking to.
That one I will agree with.
Imagine the twist. Imagine the twist if the friend is listening to him say this and the friend has been in love with her for 8 years and he's like gutted because he doesn't know if he should tell her, then he'll be the bad guy. Like, imagine that rom-com where he's like, oh my God, I know stuff. Uh-huh. And then it ends up that she had heard the whole time. So then she decides to start trying to get with him and he thinks that there's really something between them. But then he finds out that she was just doing it for revenge, but she actually does fall in love with the friend. Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Right?
I agree. Absolutely. I agree.
You can write that as your book if you give me $100,000.
No. Damn it.
What if you get just like 5%?
Yeah, 5%.
And then like points on the movie.
Imagine. And then it gets, and then it gets like, it becomes like 50 Shades of Grey. It becomes huge, but I have a 5%.
Why do I have to give you anything? I'm the one that found this piece.
Didn't we just
talk? But I came up with
the idea.
I came up with the idea of the friend being in love.
And then you're doing the work.
Yeah.
And we just talked about this.
Okay, that's such a good idea. You should absolutely break up with him and then fuck his friend.
No, fuck his friend
first.
Or fuck his friend and orchestrate it so he walks in on scene.
Absolutely. That's the other one. Yeah. How good of a friend is this that we could maybe make this happen? Counterpoint, go to the mutual friend and her fiance and be like, I've always wanted to be with a couple, and then fuck them.
Ooh, that's great too.
Cause they're like getting married.
If she could pull that off, that would be really good.
Cause then it's like, oh, it's maybe so hot, whatever. And like the girl will be like, oh, if they're straight, like the girl will be like, I want to impress my fiance and seem like I'm fun before we get married. And if the fiance is like, a threesome with two girls? Yeah. And then you got them.
I don't understand how people can not say something. Like, if I had witnessed that conversation, I would have walked into the room.
I know. That's why that's why this girl has the upper hand. She's got to play the long game.
How could she go lie in bed next to him and be around him knowing this?
Also, start doing small shit to him in the house, like put laxatives in his food, or do this thing where you go to all their clothes and you take a small fabric scissor and you cut just a few of the seams on their clothes. And then when they go to put it on, the sleeves fall off. Just start doing small shit around the house. Put a thumbtack in one of his shoes. Ouch. He can't prove it.
I think that our fundamental difference when we hear about people being wronged is that you go to revenge and I go to self-care.
Self-care is revenge.
No, I don't, because I'm like, this girl needs to get out of this. Like, I don't care what happens to this guy. I want her to never see him again.
But she has an opportunity to punish him.
I want him to pay. Like, I want
punish
her to,
him.
I want
punish
her to get,
him.
I want her to get out of this and realize that he's never been in love with her. And
punish him.
You can't make someone fall in love with you, especially if you've been with them since you were 17.
Also, when you have, this is the big difference between having self-esteem and not having self-esteem, is when you don't have self-esteem, when you hear that, your response is, how do I make them love me? And when you have self-esteem, when you hear that, you go, what a fucking dick.
Yes.
Do you know, that's a big difference.
Okay.
That you're like, that person's disgusting. Okay. I don't want to be around this disgusting person anymore. Rather than I'm the problem.
Get everyone together. Okay, two ideas.
So you weren't listening to anything.
No.
Said you were. Okay.
Get everyone together.
I agree, but also I'm
gather
here
everyone.
This too.
Gather everyone. Okay. And then you, okay, I'm formulating it. Either you propose to him on the spot, put him on the spot and propose to him. And that's so funny because he's going to be dying inside, but he can't say no because it's in front of everyone. And then afterwards you break up with him. Or
I don't see how that's a fun thing.
Or
because it tortures him. Or tell him you're pregnant.
he said he's gonna have to marry her anyway.
Yeah.
So he can propose and then she
said
no.
That's better.
Yeah.
That do all these hints that,
that
you want,
really
that you
need to get married right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Time. And then
go look at rings.
Yes.
Do all of
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. And then tell him your dream is to get proposed to on a Jumbotron and talk about that endlessly.
And then,
say
when
no.
When he proposes, you should be like, I'm in love with your friend.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. That's now you guys are on my level.
In order for her to do all that, she has to recognize that he's a piece of shit and she's not there yet.
Yeah, she's not
so
there
you have
yet.
To have a combination of the two things.
So you might as well have a little fun with it, babe.
I would want to get as far away from that person as humanly possible.
Tell him, okay, this is bad, but like start coming up with like insane kinks and then just be like, you have to let me pee in your mouth. And it doesn't really even do anything for you, but you just want to pee in his mouth. But you're like, this is my dream. I need to pee in someone's mouth.
I would let her pee in his mouth.
I have a question about peeing in mouths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. When I pee, I got to be like full sit.
Really? Mm.
Yeah.
You never peed in a shower?
I have to like squat a little bit. So when you're peeing in somebody else's mouth, it shoots out kind of that way.
Yeah, you so sit like, on their face or you're in the shower or the bathtub.
Okay.
I guess you just squat a little over them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You've done it?
No, but I'm it just sounds imagining. Like it. No, that's not for me.
No, why would that be for Allison?
Because pee is sanitary.
It's not. That's a lie.
I know. That's what I said. It seems like a shortcut to a Clorox wipe.
Ew. Oh.
That is one of the big lies that society has been pushing on us, that pee is sterile.
There's a lot of pee lies out there. Like also, really? If you get stung by a jellyfish, peeing doesn't really help either.
It doesn't?
Mm-mm.
But that was a main plot in an episode of Friends.
Friends, I know. And I think that's how the lie started.
Oh, interesting. Make him take you on vacation.
We're still there?
I don't... Yeah.
No, I feel like too many people disappear on vacations.
Oh, right. He might kill her.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You gone girl him. You make him take you on vacation, then you disappear.
That's it.
Yes.
Then that's you gone girl him.
That's a yes. good idea.
But then they still aren't they still together then?
Yeah, because she's trapped him.
Yeah.
The point would be then to
yeah,
to
then leave. You keep him trapped.
Yeah. Right.
But you don't actually want to be with him.
No.
Interesting.
Because then he made a public spectacle of it.
You have to this is exactly it. You fake that he kidnapped you and then you escaped. So then you get to like,
yes.
you get to like still come back to your life, but he goes to prison.
Okay. Marry him. Don't have a prenup. Then say, then don't put in there, then put an infidelity clause. Wait a couple years. Tell him you want an open relationship. Then when he fucks someone else, immediately get divorced, take all his money.
That's not worth it.
Mm-mm.
That's giving up way too much
if
of your life.
If he's rich,
yeah,
that's what you should
this
do.
This guy's rich.
No. Yeah. If he's rich, that's what you should do.
Hi everyone, Allison here. Anyone who knows me well knows that I love to read. I am always looking for new books, and that is why I am so excited that this episode is sponsored by Book of the Month. Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and to promote the work of emerging authors. It was so fun for me to get to pick which book I wanted to read this month and have it shipped right to my door. Book of the Month makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles. They pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All the books are good, so you can't go wrong. Every aspect of the Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. They have a highly anticipated release at the beginning of each month. Books are delivered in this really adorable bright blue box, and there's a fun app to help you pick your book and track your reading process. They also offer great values on new release hardcover fiction. It's much cheaper than other options. Shipping is always free, and with a loyalty program, you get rewards and even lower prices the longer you stay as a member. My first book from Book of the Month was The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. I am tearing through this book. It is so fun. It's basically about this woman who one day comes home and there's a husband in her apartment, and she's like, "Where did you come from?" And then she figures out that every time her new husband goes into the attic, a new husband comes out, and she's like shuffling through all these different husbands from the attic trying to figure out which one is the best. It is right up my alley, and I love it so much. So if you want to take part in Book of the Month and have a brand new book shipped right to your door every single month, go to bookofthemonth.com and get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That's $5 off with code PETALS. I cannot recommend this enough.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think the not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's Truvaga.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you all about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Right before I found out about this project, my mom made an offhand comment about wanting to write a memoir because she had such a wild childhood and there are all these things she's never really talked to us about. But asking someone to sit down and write a memoir is kind of daunting. So then I got her MyLifeInABook.com, and now she's getting prompts to answer on a weekly basis, and it's a lot easier than just undertaking an entire memoir. I'm so excited to see what my mom does with MyLifeInABook.com because she's someone who doesn't always feel comfortable just sharing about herself, but having these prompts and knowing that I really want to hear her answers is going to inspire her to probably share more with me about her life and her upbringing than I've ever been shared with before. So I'm so excited for that. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code JUSTBETWEENUS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code JUSTBETWEENUS for 10% off today. I'm going to move us on to the subreddit Confessions, and I think that this is kind of brilliant. OP writes, I've been pretending to be dumb at work since I got hired.
Iconic. Iconic behavior. Absolutely perfect.
For context, I used to manage a cafe for years. There are people we would hire, and they would be good at their job, but I wouldn't rely on them for major things. When I quit there, I thought, why can't I just be a little dumber and work with less integrity? So I did exactly that.
Yep.
I have been slightly late almost every day. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting things that are happening in the week. I ask how to do the same simple things over and over. Mm-hmm. Nobody asks me to do any extra stuff. And I believe that's because they think I am dumb.
Incredible.
It's been fantastic. I love it. At the cafe I used to work, I always got, we're so happy to have you on our team. You're a great asset. And never got a bonus or a substantial raise. At my new job, I'm making more than ever, and I'm doing 25% of the work I used to do. Pretend to be dumb, folks. It's great.
Yep. No notes. Absolutely perfect.
This just reminded me of something. When I was in, right after I graduated from college, I was working a job at this company that has now been deemed a scam.
Like the whole company's a scam?
Yeah.
And we're not allowed to say.
Was it Nexium?
No.
Okay.
That's... No,
just kidding.
I really believed in it, and I was working. I'm like, I'm gonna own one of these. Oh. I'm gonna be like,
you've told me about this.
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
You're the not the one who worked for a travel scam?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
So I would be like studying all like the manuals and stuff. Like I'd take work home with me.
How old were you?
22, 23.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. And then my dad was like, what are you doing? And I said, what? I'm going to own. He's like, this isn't going to last. Because it wasn't what I wanted to do anyway. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you need to stop because you're getting too much like work. They're giving you work because they feel like they can trust you.
Yep.
And you're making the same amount of money as the person next to you that's not doing anything. And so like, stop. And I did. And my life was a lot better.
And how long after that did it come out that it was a scam?
Maybe a year. I wasn't working there anymore after that. Wow. But maybe a year or two.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends, right? It's like, what is your job? If you're a doctor, maybe don't do that. But like,
remember, as a doctor, the same person that finished at the bottom of their class
absolutely
is also still a doctor.
C's get degrees. C's get degrees, baby. 100%. Yeah. Don't put in any more work than you have to if it's a job that's like not that important.
Well, this is exactly what I did at BuzzFeed, right? Because at BuzzFeed, everyone had to edit their own videos.
Yep.
And when they asked you, Gabe, they were like, Gabe, can you edit? You were like, absolutely, I can. You didn't know how.
I edited one video and it was such a slog.
And you lied and said that you could do something. But when they hired me, I was like, I don't know how to edit. I'm not going to learn. And they were like, okay. And then I never had to edit my own video.
Okay. Just now, I'm wondering if you're scamming me.
Well,
you don't know any tech stuff.
Well, I don't. But I could.
How do I know you're not lying?
I've never tried to learn. Like, I could have tried to learn how to edit. And I was like, I don't want to learn because then I'm going to be expected to do it.
Wait a minute. That's why I run our socials.
Do
I not do a lot of shit for us?
You do.
I do all the creative prep.
On the opposite end, I lied about knowing how to edit, kind of like you did. And I learned how to edit, and that made me move up in like the podcast stuff that I was doing.
That's
faster.
What I would do. I would lie. Yeah.
No, I was like, I don't want to say I have to do this thing because then they're going to make me do it.
Mine was the editor had gone out of town. And for some reason, the person I was working for was like, you can edit, right? You want to do this? Send me extra money. I was like, yeah. Went home and watched videos. And then from there, because I did such a good job, he was like, you can keep editing if you want. And I was making more money. And I was like, yeah. Sure.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, at BuzzFeed, you didn't get more money for it.
Yeah. That's the difference.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. I'm a idiot. I'm the true idiot.
But
well,
like
you only
y'all
had to do one video because it was so bad.
Yeah. But y'all were kind of like a team. So like if both of y'all said it, then would something have happened?
Well, like our videos wouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Well, because someone had to edit the YouTube videos.
I edit the YouTube videos.
Yeah. So it worked for half of you.
Yeah.
Work for me.
No,
I come up with all the ideas in the shower.
I do too.
Yeah.
That's my thinking spot.
Me too.
Yeah.
Except though, now that I'm trying to romanticize my life, I'm trying to put less pressure on myself to have a working shower.
A working shower.
I don't see with my showers, they just come. Like I don't pressure myself to do it. They're just coming.
No, Allison is thinking so hard. Yeah. We both have equal. I'm like the tech side of things.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess we're equal. But that, wow, I feel like I've been scammed.
Well, a big thing, though, is that I think in earlier versions of our friendship and working relationship, I would take on too much, mm-hmm. and then I resented you. And so now what I do is I divide a big line between our responsibilities, mm-hmm. and if it's a tech thing, I don't do it.
Yeah. And you also say, if I have to do more work, I don't want to do this.
I know. And so then I know, but then I want to. That's the thing. But then I want to.
But isn't that a beautiful boundary I set?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can't. I have too much. I have so much I have to do right now. There are periods in my life when I can take on more, but I can't in my current iteration of being on two book deadlines.
Yeah.
I think that helped. And so sometimes, like one time you tried to see if I would post the TikTok and I was like, that's your job.
Yes. Yes,
I'm learning boundaries, and then our relationship's better for it.
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
Because you don't resent,
right? Because I feel like it's more equal now.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Fine. Fair enough.
Okay, let's do another one. I want to do a post from the subreddit Writers.
Okay.
And this is...
I'm in this one.
You're in it?
Mm-hmm.
This one's more just like a funny post where it says, when you publish a paperback book, don't do this. And then it's photo of a book and in it, and it's like that copyright page. And it says, this book is licensed for your personal enjoyment only. This book may not be resold or given away to other people. If you would like to share this book with another person, please purchase an additional copy
recipient. Get bent.
If you're reading this book and did not purchase it, or it wasn't purchased for your use only, then please return to your favorite book retailer and purchase your own copy.
What are you, Netflix, trying to impose shit now? Get out of here.
Thank you for respecting the hard work of this author.
No.
Isn't that bonkers?
This is bonkers. Does this company still exist?
I don't know.
No, it's probably just one person. It's probably just these one people. I don't think that it's a company.
I think it might be self-published.
Yeah.
So it's like, sorry, but who's clamoring now?
Tell me you hate libraries without telling me you hate libraries.
Someone commented that.
Yeah. It's bold.
Very bold.
It's very bold.
No one's going to do that.
That is so funny. I have had people be like, oh, I'm going to lend your book to someone. And then the person has said, no, buy them a copy. And that's just, and I get the joke. Like, it's like a joke. Like, mm-hmm. I get it. But also, like, yeah, I can see that. Like, you want more people to buy copies or just get it at the library. Then it makes the library, you know, it makes your book look popular to the library, which counts for something.
Yeah. No, it's like one of those things where it's like, yeah, that would be awesome if that's how things work, but they don't.
Exactly.
So you can't ask this ridiculous demand that breaks all societal expectations and rules.
Yeah. That's so funny. Oh, well, my God.
It's working well for Netflix.
I was going to say, that's what I said. Is it not? They're losing people?
They were already losing money, and this just made it worse.
I know. I've canceled so many streaming services, mostly because I am broke right now, but I also have canceled so many.
But they're also a lot, you know how everybody was like, we're only going to be exclusive to our platform, but now they're all moving back to Netflix.
Yep.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, a bunch of HBO stuff was like only on HBO, and now it's like all on Netflix.
Oh,
a bunch
really?
Of ABC stuff. Yeah. Yep. Like, they're all, because they all took it off, and they're like, this is only going to be on Hulu.
Right.
Or Peacock. Yeah. And now they're all going back.
Why?
Yeah.
Because their platforms aren't working.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
What was the one I just saw where it was like a show? Oh, Only Murders in the Building was like on Hulu, and now they're putting it on like NBC proper. ABC proper.
Because that was because of the strike.
Yeah.
So like they also did some stuff that was on Disney Plus,
and they put it on TV. Yeah. I know.
Like it was already on the streaming, but now they're putting it on TV.
Yeah, because there's not new TV on. Yeah.
Only Murders in the Building is one of my favorite shows I've ever
seen. Okay, I want to start watching that. I've heard it's good.
It's so good.
Everybody loves it. I haven't started watching it.
Okay, I haven't started.
I watched the first season, and then I was like, eh. And then for whatever reason, I went back and watched it again. And I was like, this is the best thing I've ever seen. It's made for me.
Well, you love Martin Short.
He's literally playing the exact same character as he plays in Get Over It.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think that not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, oh, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's Truvaga.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS.
This one is from the subreddit Anxiety, and it's just hilarious to me.
Okay.
It says, my Fitbit keeps counting my anxiety attacks as workouts.
My Apple Watch has done that too.
Really? Yeah. Yes. They go, I don't know why this is so funny to me. My psych told me a long time ago, panic attacks do genuinely burn calories like workouts do. So it's not wrong to count it that way. But it is slightly jarring when my Fitbit buzzes to congratulate me on how many minutes I've spent working out today when I was actually just hyperventilating in the changing room at Plato's Closet.
Incredible.
I was producing a live show and like a live variety show.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's
and,
fun.
And my Apple Watch, I was like making sure things were going and like, making sure we were on time. Right. We had to be out of there in a certain time. And my watch kept telling me, like, good job. Oh. You've closed this ring. I'm literally just standing there, like, holding Retta's purse. Like, freaking out as, like, things are, like, not, like, freaking out, but just making sure we're, like, right. on time. We had people, like, in the basement because, like, that's where our holding room was. And the walkie-talkies weren't reaching there. And there's, like, me just, like, getting people. And, like, it kept congratulating me and buzzing the whole time. It was wild.
But don't you feel good? You're like, one, wow, I'm really getting a workout. And two, hey, thanks for the congratulations. Right. I am panicked. So it's nice to see some positive reinforcement.
I should see if the data's still in my phone. It's been a few years, but it might be because I've never seen anything like that.
Wow.
Okay, whose turn is it for Reddit or not?
I think yours, Allison.
Oh my goodness. Okay, I will go with uncontrollable burping.
Girly.
That's my
life. Is that relatable?
Yeah.
Girly.
I'm fighting my burps as we speak.
Yeah.
You always are.
I know.
Not always.
I can hear it.
Wow. Okay. It's a Reddit called No Burp.
What?
It's not just you. For those who can't burp, it's real and it sucks.
That's the opposite of what I'm talking about.
Okay, hold on. But then somebody posted uncontrolled burping. So I found this sub earlier this year, explained my discovery to my whole family, and then the burps came. Now I still can't consciously burp, but frequently now I will hiccup and a burp, like a real one, not a gurgle, will be shoved out. This is new to me. Honestly, I think it's due to medications I was taking earlier this year, making me so sick. I was vomiting every day, and maybe it wore down or weakened the valve that prevents us from burping. I don't know, but I was wondering if anyone else has experienced this without Botox treatments. So you can get Botox treatment to help you burp.
To piggyback off that question about uncontrollable burping after Botox, I'm due to have the procedure in coming weeks and I'm wondering how bad are the uncontrollable burps post Botox. I'm due to have a short meeting at work 5 days post op, and I'm very worried about speaking and burps just rolling out. Can anyone who's had the procedure please shed light on this?
Why would Botox make you uncontrollably burp?
Maybe because it relaxes.
It freezes the muscles.
In your head, though.
Depending on where you get it.
You can get Botox wherever you want.
Yeah. Some people get it under their arms.
You can also, or you can get it on your, like, on your neck. Also, I just found a not safe for work subreddit called rstuffersnsfw, and it's a subreddit focused on female round and distended bellies.
Oh, I should get on there.
I know.
After I eat some gluten.
You did send us that beautiful photo.
After on Thanksgiving, I accidentally had some gluten and my stomach was distended.
Well, is there a way to make money on these kind of things?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you could make bank, maybe.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, wait a minute. How many people
make
are in
the gluten work for me?
23.8K members? You're telling me that what if each one of these people get, oh my God, there's places that are just for distended bellies.
Great. I know, my new stream of revenue.
I know. I'm very excited.
Wait, so people are going there for fun, not to share the horror of having that?
No.
The discomfort of having
That's what it sounds like. It's wow. like a kink.
It's like, a kink.
There's an OnlyFans for curves. Wow. This is great. This is really good. This is so good for me to know about.
Send me two.
I know. I'm delighted by this.
I'll be like, send me a donut and I'll eat it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow, this has been another wonderful episode of Too Long Did Read It. We will be back on Wednesday with a full-blown episode of Just Between Us that you can get ad-free access to on our Patreon at patreon.com/justbetweenus. We also release a shortened version of the episode to sort of entice you to subscribe and listen to all of it. And
it's a lot of episode there.
It's a lot of episode there, so check it out.
Like 30 minutes of
it. Yeah, it's like kind of a full episode, and then you just get even more if you subscribe.
Basically, yeah.
But for $3 a month, you're getting 8 ad-free episodes from us a month. So, I don't know. It seems like a pretty good deal.
And I want to thank our patrons, Joni, Zoe, Tyclera. I'm so sorry if I got that wrong. VJ, Clara and Amy, Leah and Ellen. Thank you so much.
And if you're unable to subscribe, we'll be back on Monday with another full-blown episode of Too Long Did Read It.
Bye-bye. Tatalatitu.
I had to do it for the show.
I'm part of the no burps community, and you're part of the
uncontrolled. You can't burp at all?
No.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
Guys, we have to end the show.
Just Between Us is a Gallison production, hosted by me, Allison Raskin.
And me, Gabe Dunn.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions.
Edited by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
Brendan Burns composed our killer theme music.
Join our Patreon to watch full episodes and listen ad-free. The link is in the description.
And make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Discord, and Reddit.